Fast radio bursts, as the name suggests, are extremely rapid bursts of radio pulses lasting just a fraction of a millisecond to a few milliseconds. They are released by extremely high energy astrophysical phenomena that we still do not completely understand. But these bursts of energy, even though they're radio waves and not ionizing radiation, they still carry millions of times the energy of the sun and release that in just a few milliseconds. We've known about these fast radio bursts or FRBs since the early 2000s, and we've been observing ones that repeat regularly and periodically. But now, astronomers have revealed that they used a powerful telescope to observe the first radio burst that was noticed repeating for 3 months in 2019. Their data from those 3 months showed that in just under 60 hours, the burst repeated itself 1652 times. That is insane levels of activity for a specific signal to constantly repeat in the same band and get sent out. What causes such repetitive bursts? What indeed are fast radio bursts at all, and where do they come from? How many have we seen since we detected the first one, and why is this high energy phenomenon so mysterious and difficult to understand? And of course, how could a signal, unchanging, have repeated over 1600 times in just 60 hours? We'll discuss all this and more in this video. I'm Sandhya Ramesh, currently struggling to pronounce my own name, and this is Pure Science. The very first fast radio burst was discovered by astronomers Duncan Lorimer and David Natkovich in 2007 when they were looking through existing data of pulsars. Pulsars, which stand for pulsating radio sources, are typically neutron stars or sometimes white dwarfs, and they emit radiation from their poles like jets, typical of the sci-fi imagery that we see. Pulsars and neutron stars rotate and they have a very short rotation period, so the pulses that are directed towards Earth, where we can receive them, reappear in regular periodic intervals. Pulsars were first discovered by Jocelyn Bell, for which, of course, her supervisor, Anthony Hewish, won the Nobel, and she did not. She had named the signal LGM1 for Little Green Men, but her discovery of a second pulsar immediately put an end to the speculation that the signals, the repeating radio signals, came from aliens. But pulsars emit radio bursts, and when Lorimer was looking through the data, he and Natkovich discovered the first fast radio burst, which is today called the Lorimer burst. Archival data turned up more bursts, but in 2015, astronomers at the Parkes Observatory in Australia were the first to actually observe and record a fast radio burst in real time, live. In fact, the Lorimer burst itself was also observed in Parkes archival data. Subsequently, we have detected many more live fast radio bursts. Most of these fast radio bursts are extragalactic in origin, that is, they come from outside of the Milky Way, which is expected because these are really, really high energy processes. But in April of 2020, just as we were heading into the beginning of global lockdowns, astronomers detected the first radio burst from within the Milky Way itself. There have been many fast radio bursts that have been observed over the past decade or so of varying patterns, some repeated rapidly, some occurring just once from a singular event like a supernova. But one that stands out among all observed fast radio bursts is a 2012 observation called the FRB 12-11-02. These radio bursts are named in the YYMMDD format. So in 2012, astronomers using the Arecibo telescope detected a fast radio burst signal that was highly unusual because now it has been analyzed and reanalyzed and reobserved and then subsequently observed more. And what astronomers have learned about the signal coming from this source is actually quite inexplicable. The first observation of this radio burst was in 2012. Then in 2015, 10 more repeated pulses were discovered. In 2016, 6 more were discovered. In 2017, 15 more were detected. And the researchers using the Green Bank telescope at the time actually said that the source was in a heightened activity state and they encouraged follow-up observations. In 2018, in just an hour, astronomers detected 21 bursts. Later that year, 72 bursts over 5 hours were detected. In Jan of 2019, this radio burst became the first to be observed twice coming from the same location, suggesting and confirming that these pulses are coming from something that is periodically spinning. Later that year, 20 pulses were detected again, and now once again, it seems from the latest data released that signals were emitted over 1600 times in a mere 60 hours. The source of this fast radio burst has been narrowed down to be within a dwarf galaxy that's 2.4 billion light years from Earth. And we think that fast radio bursts come from probably pulsars, which are fast rotating neutron stars, or magnetars, which are faster rotating neutron stars. Neutron stars themselves are remnants that are left over after a massive star dies in a supernova, and this remnant spins. Magnetars can technically rotate hundreds of times per second, but a typical one is thought to rotate on average about every 10 seconds or so. Now, as a magnetar rotates, its pole points towards the Earth, and each time it spins into view, a radio burst is released and is subsequently received by us. And as it spins out of view, the signal stops. That's the theory of how a fast radio burst should work. Except, as it turns around and turns away from us, the signal should exhibit periodicity, which means that the signal strengthens and then weakens slightly as the source comes into view and then goes out of view. But this FRB-121102 does not exhibit any such periodicity. Another interesting thing about this FRB is that it is also not regularly occurring throughout the year. It is active for some time and then goes quiet. Astronomers have enough data now to understand this cycle, and so we know that this fast radio burst source is randomly active for about 90 days and then is completely silent for about 67 days, and then this whole cycle repeats. So that's a period of 157 days. There can be two explanations here. One, with the lack of the periodicity, can be explained by an extremely slow rotating magnetar. We actually know one that rotates only in about 6 hours or so. So maybe a magnetar similar to that one could be the source. And an explanation for the cycle of 157 days, on the other hand, that is a neutron star, a magnetar, or a black hole that is currently in orbit around a more massive body with an orbital period of 157 days. But there's a problem still. How could there be so many bursts in such a short period of time? We've made observations with 122 bursts in an hour, 117 bursts in an hour, and now suddenly 1600 bursts in 60 hours. What doesn't add up is that magnetars are magnetized, which means they are surrounded by magnetic fields. But after a burst, which is a release of high energy electromagnetic radiation, the magnetic fields around the magnetars break up and then take time to get reorganized again. But the bursts are magnetic, which means that them occurring so frequently means that the magnetic fields are not really breaking apart and realigning. When astronomers studied the number of bursts and compared them with the energy of bursts, they got a clue. The graph peaked at two separate places. There is more than just a magnetar at play. There are also two other parameters here that are affecting the signals. But astronomers don't know what these two factors could be. It could be something physical, like the type of material that exists around the magnetar or the properties of its magnetic fields. It could be anything that is affecting these signals. And lastly, the authors also say that the high burst rate must mean that these signals are coming from a source that is relatively easy and conducive to release these high bursts of radiation with high efficiency. So very complex models or ones with high energy requirements are likely not the source of this fast radio burst. So at the end of the day, we know what fast radio bursts are not. They are not little green men. They're not microwave doors opening and closing here on Earth, as we discovered once when observing a fast ray burst. They are not a single magnetar alone, and they're not any other low energy phenomena in the universe. So where do they come from, and how do these fast radio bursts work? Hopefully, we'll know in the future as we observe them more obsessively to understand the workings of the observable universe around us.